Dear friends, I have the pleasure to introduce to you my friend and former classmate and former roommate and the cross that I've been carrying all these years. Father Christopher. This is his first visit to Canada, and I think he came at a very good time. Chris, you're most welcome. These are the wonderful people of St. Mary's Parish. That is why I'm smiling from side to side. We enjoy God's abiding presence, dear friends. We do enjoy God's abiding presence, and not by accident, but by design. God wants to be with us, just as he did not throw away our first parents after they fell. God wants to continue loving us no matter what. And that is why we have the Blessed Sacrament, an abiding presence that tells us that God loves us unconditionally, that God desires and hungers to always be with us. When Jeremiah was writing his prophecy, Israel was in deep distress. The Assyrians were at the door, and at some point they conquered Israel and took a lot of them into slavery, into exile. They were in deep suffering. But Jeremiah assured them of the presence of God. Jeremiah assured them that even in the midst of that distress, that God was still going to bring back the remnant back to the land of Israel. Dear friends, that is also God's promise to us. That even in the deep turmoil that sometimes comes upon us through the things that happen in life, sometimes of our own making, sometimes not, God is still with us. There is a wonderful psalm in the Bible that is very reassuring. Psalm 46. Psalm 46 tells the story of a world in turmoil. But it says, God is our refuge and our strength. And then begins to describe earthquakes, wars, famine, hunger, everything horrible that we do not want to see. And all of a sudden, the psalmist says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. And then he begins once more describing so many things that could be frightening. And he ended that psalm with those reassuring words. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Dear friends, that is true even for us today. It is not just for Israel of old. As St. Paul tells us, we are the new Israel. We are the new Jerusalem. We are the new people of God marching towards eternity. And that is why when God wanted to continue that abiding presence, he appointed weak people to be mediators between himself and his people. The priests, embodied in the high priest, Aaron, his sons, and the Levites, down to us, Father Christopher, myself, Father Stephen, and everyone who functions on the altar. But that was prior to the coming of the eternal high priest, our Lord Jesus himself, in whose name we worship today. That is why the letter to the Hebrews, the second reading, tells us that Jesus just did not take up that. It was because there had to be that abiding presence. You are a priest, not just for the 33 years he spent on earth, but forever. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. And when Jesus was about to ascend, he told his disciples, carry on this abiding presence, so that people will not lose hope, so that whatever happens, no one will think that God is no longer with us. I repeat, it holds true for us today. Even if it is not in our personal lives, dear friends, let us open the newspapers, turn on the television. You will think the world is coming to an end. Sometimes just listening to the news drives you to despair. Even in the midst of your own peaceful life, you think, dare I step outside of my door? What is going to happen? The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Jesus said, I will be with you until the end of time. And I think nobody here will see the end of time. It is still a long way away. The Lord of hosts is with us, dear friends. So how do we respond to the presence of God? We have this wonderful man, Bartimaeus, in the gospel today, who represents each and every one of us. Because I don't think there is anyone here who sees everything. Bartimaeus was blind. Sometimes we have blind spots in our lives. Bartimaeus was in turmoil. Sometimes we have turmoil in our lives. Bartimaeus was uncomfortable. Sometimes we have discomfort in our lives. But he did not lose hope. Immediately, he heard that Jesus was around. As we hear time and time again, as we hear often and on that God is with us, it may be that little whisper in our ears that we wonder, where is this coming from? It may be the wife, the husband, the nephew, the cousin who tells us, don't lose hope. God is with you. Bartimaeus, he heard that Jesus was around and he cried out in a loud voice, knowing that his salvation was at hand, knowing that his greatest problem was going to be solved, not all of them. Because I doubt if that man was rich in the world's goods. He wasn't living in a palace. He was outside begging. But his greatest problem was not poverty. His greatest problem was blindness. Can we identify, dear friends, our greatest problems? What are those things that keep us from happiness? What are those things that keep us from recognizing the presence of Jesus in our lives, in our communities? And he cried out, Son of David, have mercy on me. And something remarkable happened. The people around him wanted to shut him up. Shh, don't disturb him. And he cried out even louder, Son of David, have mercy on me. Let us be vigilant, dear friends. If there is ever any voice of discouragement around us, let us cry even louder as this man did. Let us not disparage them. He didn't curse them. He didn't swear at them. He didn't spit at them. He simply focused on his salvation. If there is a voice of discouragement around us, let us ignore that voice. Let us hold onto the hope that this man had. And then Jesus called him. And he knew also that there was something preventing him from going to Jesus, his cloak with which he covered himself. The gospel tells us immediately he heard the call, he threw off that cloak, probably the only possession he had. What are the earthly things that keep us from going to Jesus? What are those things around us that prevent us from reaching out and getting the salvation, the peace of mind, the comfort, the spiritual awareness that is ours? He threw off his worldly possession, went to Jesus, and made the right request. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus continues to ask us today. What is our answer to our Lord Jesus when he whispers in the deepest recesses of our hearts, what do you want me to do for you that I may see again? He asked that his eyes be opened, that his greatest problem be solved. And Jesus said, your faith has made you well. Go your way. It is the same that we have, dear friends, the same promise that our faith, when we come to Jesus, when we hear the call, when we know that Jesus is around us, when we do not listen to the voice of discouragement, when we do not listen to the voice that says you cannot do it, but instead listen to the one who says, come. When we make the right request, Jesus will tell us that our faith has made us well again. May the peace of the Lord be with you.